From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Internal documents have been posted online that reveal how the Archdiocese of Chicago tried to contain a scandal over child sex abuse by priests. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports it's the latest in a series of disclosures.
More than 6,000 pages were released. They include internal communications between church officials, disturbing testimony about specific abuses, and letters from anguished parishioners. The documents cover only 30 of at least 65 clergy for whom the Archdiocese says it has substantiated claims of child abuse. They also show how the church moved accused priests from parish to parish while keeping their history secret. Church officials say 95% of the cases occurred prior to 1988, and all of the priests are out of the ministry and 14 are deceased. In a letter earlier, Cardinal Francis George, who leads the Archdiocese now, apologized for the crimes and said releasing the records was an attempt at transparency. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
Former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell and his wife are facing a laundry list of corruption charges. The pair indicted today on 14 counts for allegedly accepting thousands of dollars from a businessman, including designer clothing, and $15,000 for their daughter's wedding. Over McDonnell, once a rising star in the GOP, has adamantly denied doing anything wrong and continued to say so during a news conference today.
The federal government's case rests entirely on a misguided legal theory, and that is that facilitating an introduction or a meeting, appearing at a reception, or expressing support for a Virginia business is a serious federal crime if it involves a political donor or someone who gave an official a gift.
In July, McDonnell apologized and said he'd returned $120,000 in gifts and loans from the businessman. The governor and his wife are due in court on Friday. Federal appeals court in California has ruled a potential juror may not be dismissed from serving on a trial solely due to his or her sexual orientation. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez explains, the ruling means gays and lesbians will be given the same constitutional protections according to race and gender.
The case involves an antitrust court battle between two drug companies over a popular AIDS drug. A three-judge panel of the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals overturned a jury verdict because a lawyer for Abbott Laboratories used one of its peremptory challenges to dismiss a potential juror who indicated that he is gay. The appeals court said that was discrimination. Writing for the court, Judge Stephen Reinhart said, striking jurors based on sexual orientation demeans the dignity of the individual and threatens the impartiality of the judicial system. The court ordered a new trial. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Across much of the Northeast, heavy snow is falling today. Forecasters saying they expect before the winter storm lashing parts of the country is over, upwards of 14 inches of snow will have fallen in Philadelphia and southern New England. On Wall Street today, the Dow was down 44 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. One day after the partial collapse of an Omaha, Nebraska animal feed plant that killed two people and injured 10 others, authorities say they've now recovered the body of the second victim. A search and rescue team today searching for the body of a plant worker buried beneath reinforced concrete and steel after the second floor of the building gave way. The body of another plant worker was recovered yesterday. While some workers at the plant described hearing what they thought was an explosion, that's not yet been determined. But authorities are helping with the investigation. Polio vaccinators in Pakistan continue to come under attack. NPR's Jason Bobian reports three more polio workers were gunned down today.
Gunmen opened fire on two separate polio vaccination teams in the southern city of Karachi. It's the latest attack on polio vaccinators in Pakistan. Pakistan is one of only three countries in the world where the virus remains endemic. And of the three nations, only Pakistan saw an increase in polio cases last year. The country's prime minister's office issued a statement condemning what it called the terrorist attack. No one's yet taken responsibility for the killings, but militants, including the Taliban, have claimed in the past that the vaccinators are Western spies. The CIA helped fuel this belief when in 2011 it used a vaccination campaign in Pakistan to gather information on Osama bin Laden. Jason Bobien, NPR News, Washington.
Italian automaker Fiat has announced today it's completed its acquisition of the final stake of U.S. automaker Chrysler, meaning the Detroit-based company is now a wholly owned subsidiary of its parent company. Fiat S.P.A. announced today it's closed the deal announced January 1st with a cash payment of $1.75 billion, money going to the union-controlled trust fund. Completion of the deal means Fiat will now have more power to decide where the joint company will be based. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.